Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a good idea. Oh, hello.
We have company, David.
Yes.
They didn't knock on the door. They didn't ring the bell, but they just kind of opened up the door and made themselves at home, and now they're making their way to the fridge for a beer.
Whatever you put on, aftershave, deodorant, antiperspirant, or whatever is in this container here smells exquisite.
It smells almost like, and I hate to say it because I didn't detect this when I actually obtained this, it smells an awful lot like marijuana. But it's not marijuana.
I don't know what just happened in
this
room.
If I get pulled over today with whatever I put on, they are going to do a search of the car. I can guarantee it.
I'm just telling you, be careful. Well, luckily, you're not at all conspicuous.
Well, yes, fortunately, my car and my hair blend right into the crowd.
Right.
You wouldn't
pick me out
in a million
hair
years.
And the, What is it? Leonard Skinner headband.
Yeah. Well, you know, the headbands, actually, I discovered the athletic headbands don't work for me. They get stretched out, and they end up falling off my head every time I bend over. That's why I've switched to the bandana, which keeps the hair out of my face and keeps the sweat out of my eyes.
Well, stop bending over.
Well, bending over, I should probably explain by what I mean. You know Como Park? Okay, well, they've got a lot of garden area at Como Park, and at my home I have garden area, and I like to bend over to pick up the weeds.
When you're right about something, it's my responsibility to bring it to your attention. Do you remember about 2 months ago? Take that. It's not a big deal.
It's my accountant.
I'll cover. Do you remember about 2 months ago, we were talking about the future of cinema, and you were saying all of these rock and roll movies are going to start popping after the Queen movie was so popular, right? And then the Elton John movie came out. Well, it turns out that, you know, Hollywood just follows the herd. They're literally, you know, if it's superhero movies, everyone is going to do a superhero movie. It turns out that the new, you know, gold mine of stories are coming out of rock and roll bands. And there are 5 greenlit movies coming out in the next year that are all based on musicians. There's a Bruce Springsteen movie coming out.
You mentioned Leonard Skinner before. Is there a Leonard Skinner?
There is a Leonard Skinner
movie. You've got to be. And I didn't know about auditions. Yeah. I would have been so perfect for a role in that.
Well, you do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, though. But, I mean, again, there was an original Leonard Skinner movie was set to be made about a year ago, and the families went after it because of what they considered to be, I think they were upset about some agreements that were made about the accident, and they felt that they were sensationalizing elements of the accident that were, there's reports.
You mean the plane crash?
The plane crash of Leonard Skinner. But anyway, they've somehow gone around that. Either the families got paid or someone got paid. But that movie has been greenlit. And the other one is the Bruce Springsteen film. And there's a John Lennon movie coming out, and it's literally like a show we did 2 months ago of what musician do you want to see? It's all happening, and it's because of the success of the Queen movie. And by the way, there was a Netflix movie on Motley Crue that literally shot up the charts at Netflix as well. Did very well on Netflix's subscription base.
Well, if you think about our popular culture in America and you think about our music in America, in particular in the 1960s, but extending into the 1970s and beyond, there are so many unbelievably compelling stories out there. I mean, you could even take Simon and Garfunkel and make a tremendous movie out of that.
So what do people want in a movie, right? They want action, they want drama, they want sex, they want, you know, all the different things that sell movies. But when you think about it, you know, when you're telling the story of, you know, General Ewell at Gettysburg, you have to introduce people to a Gettysburg, unfortunately. And then you got to get into, like, here's someone you didn't know about. When it comes to music, everybody has a background. Everyone has either heard a song or knows something about what's going on. And you would think, you know, the Jimi Hendrix experience was, that film didn't do well at all.
Did not do Jimi Hendrix justice.
But it wasn't a good movie. And neither was the Janis Joplin movie. It wasn't all that great. You know, the people love The Doors, Oliver Stone's version of The Doors. But, you know,
I'm not sure Val Kilmer would appear in any sequel at this point.
Wow. With his voice. He might be doing some commercials for New York State's tobacco.
Unfortunately, Val Kilmer looks more like Jim Morrison with every day. And I'm talking about Jim Morrison now.
Listen, he's going to be in the new Top Gun movie, and I don't know what they're going to do, but there's no stinking way. Unless he's like going to be the voice of Kit in the Knight Rider. I don't know how he's going to possibly be in that movie.
I feel so bad for Val Kilmer, because here's a guy who played Doc Holliday in Tombstone and put in an epic performance. Here is a guy who was in the movie Heat with Robert De Niro, playing a guy named Chris, a professional bank robber, and he was so thin. And he was so good looking. And then he went through a period where he ballooned. And then he went through another period where he became grievously sick. I mean, we wish Val Kilmer nothing but the best. But I'll tell you, it's sad to see the state of Val Kilmer now as opposed to when he was in his heyday. I mean, what a great looking man, a terrific actor, supposedly a giant pain in the butt to have on the set.
I'm sure. He's got that reputation, unfortunately. But I wanted to go back to a show we did 2 months ago and mention that...
I got something right?
You nailed it.
Well, even the blind squirrel, David, sometimes catches the nut, and sometimes the broken clock is actually right twice a day. So, yeah, thank you. I did think that the Queen biopic, the Freddie Mercury biopic, was going to open up a floodgate of similar movies, simply because there are so many compelling stories out there about popular music and the people who make popular music. And, you know, it's not so much about the bands and their music. Music, to me, is the soundtrack of your life. We all have certain songs that we remember because they were on the radio when we were going to the senior prom. They were being played when we had all kinds of landmarks in our life, whether it was a wedding or meeting the person you eventually married, or doing things you'd never done before with a certain song playing in the background. It's not so much about being enamored of the people, it is being enamored of their effect on the people who buy their music and who listen to their music. And music does become a part of your emotional, I don't want to say baggage, but your emotional luggage on the trip of life.
There. Well said.
So there. So we're going to do something for us that is a little bit unusual. You know how some guys do open line Fridays? Okay. We're not doing Open Line Friday, but what we are doing is something that I think is going to be very interesting, because it gives us an insight into what is on your mind more than other stuff, and it gives you a chance to vent, like I did yesterday about that damned software update that has totally ruined the interface of my formerly user-friendly phone, and I'm not happy about it. Even if it was designed to get malware out of everybody's cell phones, they didn't have to change all of the features and how they look and the appearance and the interface. Very disappointed with this software update from, not sure if it was Samsung or Verizon, but I was most displeased. But, you know, David, there are things that annoy the hell out of me. And one of those things that annoys the hell out of me is many of us got rid of our landlines because our landlines feature nothing but phone solicitations and scare tactics. You know, hey, we're calling from the IRS. We want you to know that you have some serious tax issues and you need to call us to resolve those tax issues. So we get rid of our landlines. And yet, as we've gotten rid of our landlines at a great rate in America, the spam phone call on the cell phone has replaced the spam phone call on landlines. It's like there's no getting away from it.
No, it's really ridiculous. I mean, if you have a landline, your phone call, first of all, whoever owned the phone before you, most people that go from number to number, maybe they don't have the best, employment history or anything else. But my phone rings constantly about pick up your prescriptions.
Yep.
Your social security, this opportunity to get better prescription prices. And then there's always the spam, the ones that take, have you gotten the recording phone calls that sound like a person And then you can obviously tell that it's a recording, but it's all jumbled together. And then there's a 5-second break of nothing. And then you get a live person. Listen, man, it's way out of control. And I agree. And now it used to be, well, it doesn't happen on my cell phone. And now it's happening on your cell phone. You know, getting phone calls from Azerbaijan. Phone calls from, you know, other countries that come into your cell phone. And
you never know when you've done business in Uzbekistan, David. Hey, you just never know.
They warned us to not swipe the Visa card when I traveled to Mozambique.
Or it will be. Oh, you got a Mozambique reference in today's show. Well, Very good.
You mentioned it.
Very good.
It was in my head from pre-show.
By the way, for those of you who kind of forgot about a certain tax deadline coming up, don't forget, man, this weekend you'd better get down to it and get your taxes done. My accountant, a guy by the name of Sam Bronski. Hello, Sam Bronski. He has been absolutely swamped the past 2 weeks. He hasn't had time to sleep. I'm pretty sure he's been awake for, you know, like hundreds of hours straight. But he was the guy who was calling before to report some good news about the Bowerly tax situation, which I hate to even interject during a show where we talk about what is grinding our gears, what is frosting our flakes, and what is annoying us. And just as annoying, if not more so, David, to me, in addition to the spam telephone calls, the junk mail, the business rate, if you will, mail. David, I signed up for the list, just like many of the people listening to this show have signed up for the, you know, slow down the influx of junk mail into your mailbox list. And I swear I'm getting more junk mail now through the U.S. Postal Service than I got before I even signed up for the list. And
it is,
and I'll tell you what bothers me about it. I mean, look, I understand that businesses have to advertise. I get that. And if you do have to advertise, you should be in touch with Entercom. We have a number of platforms over the air and digital and other where you can actually bring customers into your business. Don't spend money cluttering up my mailbox and cluttering up my house, because as you know, David, clutter is the greatest enemy in my life. That and an absence of time to to actually chill and have a little bit more fun than I already do. But the clutter situation is out of control, and this nonstop junk mail does not help.
You know, I get this catalog. If you need, you know, office supplies, plastic bag liners, you know, maybe, you know, paper clips, you name it. It's a company called Uline, and they send what is larger than the phone book as their catalog, and they barrage you with catalogs. And they're different. And unfortunately, there's a lot of things you could buy in different sizes when it comes to an office. But my goodness gracious, it makes the Sears catalog. You could literally take the Uline catalogs and create goalie pads. And, you know, like just like tape them to your leg.
Oh, yeah.
And go out there and stop a hockey puck. And they send them, like, literally you get 3 catalogs a month. I can't take it anymore.
Well, I agree.
Where are the environmentalists talking about you want to ban plastic bags? Why don't you ban catalogs? Well, what the hell's wrong with you?
Catalogs, even if it's a business that you like. I mean, David, I bought some guitars from Sweetwater, which is a great place from which to buy guitars. But the problem is, 2 or 3 times a year, they send one of those catalogs you just referenced that is almost as thick as the new Yellow Pages are. And by the way, how interesting life is. The first thing I do now with any phone book left on my steps is I march it back to the recycle bin, which, by the way, prompts another pet peeve. David, I'm familiar with a condo complex whose sanitation service is not even going through the pretense anymore of recycling. Recycling is over with as far as a lot of places in Western New York, because the scrap prices, the prices for the paper that they were recycled, whatever, it's not profitable anymore to accept recycling stuff. So everything just goes in the main trash. So I think we need to, you know, stop this pretense that recycling actually does any good. And I'm happy to say that some people are actually catching up to the boat.
Yeah, it seems to. The other thing is that, you know, if you don't have recycling or you don't believe in recycling, if you threw that phone book or that huge catalog away, you know, it just made it that much more difficult to carry that garbage out. I mean, it is heavy and it's ridiculous. There comes a time when I used to do all my bills through the mail, and now over time it's much easier to do it on your smartphone. But when you think about it, I don't know if there's anything that comes through the mail that I actually want or need. I mean, even pay stubs aren't worth, you know, you just say, hey, no more paper trail. I'm good with whatever you got. Send it digital. But almost 99% of what's coming through your mailbox is ready for the trash. No one sends personal letters.
Very few people do. When somebody passes away, you know, you'll get the condolences cards. During the holidays, you might get some personal letters. Far and few between, however, are the personal letters received at home. And I have a great deal of respect and affinity for our letter carriers. I know they work very, very hard. I know they've got a job I wouldn't want to do, but it's sometimes a bittersweet feeling because I know every time I see the letter carrier in my neighborhood, I'm going to open up my mailbox and it's going to be jam-filled with stuff that is simply going to go from the mailbox into my trash can inside the house. We've got to do something about the clutter of junk mail.
It's pretty bad.
And there are so many other things about which to have one's gears ground. You know what else bothers me, David? Because this is like an all-encompassing show or a much-encompassing show. The people who actually claim that vinyl music recordings are better than digital music recordings. I will never understand that. Now, here's the caveat. You got to understand, we all have different hearing levels. We all have different frequencies at which we hear and different frequencies at which we do not hear. However, I will tell you that listening to music on vinyl through headphones, where you get the optimal hearing experience, is like dog meat to me compared to listening to a digital scratch-free recording. Phil Kennedy is shaking his head vigorously. If Phil only knew how many classic vinyl albums I probably threw out in the trash about $5,000 minimum in value that I could have sold to a sucker like Phil Kennedy, the millennial. Phil, I know that you're chomping at the bit, or is it champing at the bit? I could never figure out that part of English. You are a vinyl guy. I used to work in a recording studio, so anything you say, you know, I'm just saying, your opinion doesn't count as much as mine.
No, I know that, but no, vinyl sounds way better than any digital recording.
But how can you say that with the background high-end hissing and then, of course, the increased risk of skipping recordings?
Because to me, what the vinyl is it's the first transfer of the music to the vinyl, because they're basically putting the music right on the vinyl. Digital, it goes through all these emulators and stuff like that. So I just think that the vinyl is the purest form.
The purest form. How about the wax cylinder from Thomas Edison? Can we get you to go along with that one, too?
We could, if you can get me one.
See, Phil, I don't go into this lightly as far as my appreciation of digital music over vinyl music, because I remember when the first CDs came out, one of my first purchases was Toto, the one with Africa on it.
It's a good album.
And also The Beatles' Abbey Road, which originally was put out by some Japanese company. But the first time I heard The Beatles' Abbey Road on CD, I knew I would never buy a vinyl album again, because to me, the sound was just that much better.
I agree with that, and it's also more convenient to have a CD, but vinyl to me is way better. I will only listen to vinyl if I had any choice.
Well, young man, we may have to check in with you later on. I suspect that most millennials are going to agree with you, and probably you'll have more people agreeing with you than I will have agreeing with me, but I'm kind of used to that. It kind of comes with the territory, so... suddenly, we've all been transported to every wedding we have been to since this song came out. Next will be Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. There will be no chicken dance song, however, in the interest of public safety and harmony of the union. It is 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So the Bowerly and Bellavia complaint desk is open, and it is open for all of those things. Like all of you guys who say, how come you're not talking about this? How come you didn't bring this up? How come you're avoiding this? This is your opportunity to not chastise or castigate us, but to add to the body politic of what is driving you nuts. What do you have about which you want to complain? It might be something that is no big deal, such as, ta-da, the issue between vinyl and digital recordings. I happen to be a fan of digital. And something else you might want to complain about, especially after you hear what David is about to say, the price of Netflix. The price of Netflix keeps creeping up and up and up. But David, there is some good news to the Netflix situation. And for those of us who enjoy watching television, who want access to pretty much every movie we possibly can watch because variety is the spice of life. And there might be a movie we've never seen that is a must-see. There might be a movie we saw 20 years ago that we want to go back and revisit. And there's a new kid on the block.
Disney announces their streaming service. We've been hearing about this for years. The Disney, you know, they made that huge billion-dollar purchase of Fox and 20th Century Fox and their TV and their films. I mean, if you put Disney's catalog together with Fox's catalog, that's pretty impressive. And if you also notice from the Netflix catalog recently, they've lost a lot of those Disney shows, all the sports-based thing, or I should say the superhero-based shows, Punisher and some other things have all been canceled. Disney holds on to a lot of the rights of those different programs. So most of them, at least the Marvel series, they've all been slowly weaned out of Netflix, and other Fox shows have been weaned out. But right now, Disney's offering the streaming service at $6.99, which is almost half of what you can get Netflix for.
Wait, $6.99, and what is on the Disney streaming service?
It's all of Fox movies, Fox television shows. You can get every episode of Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle, all the Fox stuff. And you're also going to get all the Fox movies, and you're also going to get all the Disney movies. So, right, who knows? After, you know, 2 years, that number will probably go up to $20 a month. But right now, very competitive, $6.99. And I'm sorry, but it crushes Hulu. It definitely puts a clobber on Netflix. And, you know, if you've got kids, you look at all the different things that you'd want your kids to watch. If they're just watching Pixar movies all day, no one's going to buy DVDs anymore. They're just going to get the Disney streaming service and keep that on loop.
But, David, we've got to be talking about tens of thousands of possible entertainment selections.
I think they said 15,000 movies are on there right now, and something like, you know, 1,200 television shows. But there's also original content that will go up there. And, you know, again, Disney just bought Star Wars, so all those are now in that catalog as well.
What do you think, I mean, just as an aside to get away from, and we're not getting away from it for good, but this is just an aside on this particular topic, what do you think this is going to do to Netflix and Hulu? Are we going to desert Netflix and Hulu in favor of the Disney streaming service?
I'm not sure. I mean, Netflix obviously has a stranglehold on a lot of things. I mean, their original content, Netflix's original content has been the real, you know, the real takeaway here. They've been able to do what HBO wanted to do with their streaming service, but Netflix is making money. I mean, you could just tell by their stock price over the last 5 years how well Netflix is doing. They've had some ebbs and flows, but for the most part, the reason why Disney's service looks great right now is because you've got, of course, the Disney catalog, which is a very impressive one, but you also have the Fox catalog,
right?
And that would be worth it on its own. Now, you take Disney and Fox movies out of Netflix, you still have the original content, you still have a lot of good things. Amazon Prime has got some great original content as well. Hulu, The Handmaid's Tale, and Castle Rock are the two big pulls from Hulu. Hulu also has a streaming deal with ESPN Plus that is focused solely on sports. So they're being, what Hulu wants to do in the next year is be able to put on demand, like remember DirecTV had the NFL ticket? Hulu is going to eventually be able to license with the NFL, and you could buy individual games for like $4.99. So if you were, you know, for whatever reason, living in Cleveland, wanted to watch a Bills game, you just buy the Bills game for $5 that week and you watch the Bills game. Hulu's trying to get their hands on the whole streaming service for sports. But Disney and Fox, Disney Plus, it's pretty impressive. This is all going to launch on November 12th. But right now they've announced their catalog, what movies are going to be on there. And people are clamoring. It's the perfect Christmas gift.
So if people own movie theaters or manage movie theaters, they might want to call in and complain and about these online services frosting their flakes.
That's right.
You know, the other thing, too, and I can't believe we haven't brought this up yet, a big and bothersome situation to me is, well, let me properly phrase this. First of all, the unmitigated and continuing flood of people into the United States of America over our southern border. My gears are ground by people who have an issue with what President Trump has said, that maybe we should take all of these illegals and dump them in sanctuary cities, because these are sanctuary cities that are appealing. We've actually got audio of one of the mayors of one of the sanctuary cities saying, well, you know, it's been shown, it's been proven that sanctuary cities are safer than cities that are not sanctuary cities. So by that logic, doesn't it make sense that if you're the mayor of a sanctuary city, you would want as many of these illegals as possible? And here's the rub as well. They want federal assistance. If President Trump is going to do this, these cities that are sanctuary cities want federal assistance to pay for it. Why not make your own citizens who vote you into office and who promulgate these ideas of sanctuary cities, why not make them pay for it? Why pass the buck to people like Tom and David and the listeners to WBEN? You wanted them, so you can have them.
Well, first of all, this is something that... I thought this was a joke when I first heard this, right? What would be the reason why we've heard this for a very long time? It sounds like, you know, people sitting around a coffee shop talking about what you should do with illegal immigrants. Well, dump them off in the places that want them. Here's President Trump when he talks about the very thing that Tom just mentioned, dumping. Now, again, these are illegal immigrants that can no longer be held in a detention facility. And what's happening right now, they don't go anywhere. If they're in El Paso, Texas, the detention facility holds them for a limited amount of time. They literally open the doors and say, okay, come back for your court date. Well, guess what happens? Nobody comes back for their court date. So they can call a family member or a friend. They can end up in Chicago, Buffalo, wherever. As long as they come back for their court date, which they never do, and they overstay their visa.
And why would they?
Well, exactly. Here's what President Trump had to say.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people. And they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot.
And so he's and basically
politically,
saying,
David, forgive my interruption. Yeah. Politically, this makes sense because I am absolutely convinced that part of the reason why this invasion of America is underway is because the Democrats want to totally politically change America through the ballot box. They want to make sure that these illegals who are granted entry into the United States turn red states blue. So this is a great way to cut down on that by making sure that the illegals end up in states that are already blue. I mean, they can't be any bluer than California.
We are giving very strong consideration to having people after a 20-day period because, again, you're not allowed legally to hold them for more than that. We will move them into sanctuary cities.
That's a pretty brazen thing. I'm sorry. I love it because it's so... It's just so outside the box.
And it makes sense. It's not just outside the box, but it makes sense. And it would keep states that are on the fringe, hopefully, from turning forever blue like New York.
Well, again, here's President Trump with his comment talking about, hey, open arms. Everyone has open arms. They want open borders. Let's see what they have to say about this. Go ahead and take them. I mean, it's out there, but this is one of the main reasons why people believe that Secretary Nielsen resigned as the DHS Secretary, Department of Homeland Security, or she was forced out because she wouldn't go along with this idea of putting these illegal immigrants on military trucks and driving them to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, all essentially saying you want to have a sanctuary city, go ahead, bring them to New York City, see what happens. It's crazy.
Our telephone number on News Radio 930 WBEN, our complaint desk is open, and we have been through a number of complaints, some serious, some not so serious, some on the banal side, but they're complaints nonetheless. So this show is dedicated to all of you who send us communication and say, well, how come you guys aren't talking about blank? And it generally is something that really frosts your flakes, grinds your gears. 803-0930 is the phone number. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Price creep in general, David, annoys me and it annoys a lot of people. And the Buffalo News, the cost of the Buffalo News, a year ago, one of our coworkers was paying $36 for 2 months, for Thursday through Sunday, and online access for exactly the same as he was paying 1 year ago, $36. He has now increased that to $51. And I would add, what really would irk me about this is it's like you are paying more money for less content, because the paper, unfortunately, and I say that in all sincerity, the paper, unfortunately, is hemorrhaging money. The business model for newspapers changed 20 years ago, and I don't think the people at the news ever thought that a monopoly could be broken or that a monopoly could ever be in danger of becoming a dinosaur. But frankly, there are a lot of very, very good people, talented journalists and brilliant opinion writers, even if I don't agree with them, who have been let go from their duties at the Buffalo News. Yet people are paying $51 for what they used to pay $36, and nobody likes to see that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they could say it's the cost of ink and it's the tariff, whatever the deal is with Canada.
It's the price of conservatives' tears they use
well,
as ink.
But honestly, the reality is that the things that we did with newspapers back in the day, you sat at your table, you enjoyed a cup of coffee. Well, people aren't sitting around doing that. So what do? They get their news from their phone, their iPad. You would think that would be an easier way to distribute your news, and then therefore the cost would actually go down. If you were going to charge for someone for streaming, you know, your paper or on a pad, that it would be different, but it is not.
See, what I don't want to do, because I think the expression is kind of cliched and hackneyed, I don't want to call this, hey, what's your pet peeve? I would rather call it Tom and David's complaint desk is open for anything that is grinding your gears, frosting your flakes, and making it seem like somebody urinated on your cornflakes this morning, anything like that. You know, it's the same basic idea as pet peeves, but I don't want to call it pet peeves because that just sounds lame. I'm trying to come up with a better way to say pet peeves. Oh, I have to give you the admonition from the guys in the next room. Guys, I hate to continually have to say this, and honestly, it is, and I say this with love, it is getting a little bit old. Please don't tie up telephone lines if you are not going to go on the air. There is absolutely no reason for you to call the line to get on the air if you don't want to go on the air. All you do is you block out people who do want to go on the air from actually being able to get through to go on the air, because we get these waves of telephone calls, and then it's people who say, oh, I don't want to go on the air. Or worse, the people who will go through the screening process, and then they will say at the very end, I don't want to go on the air. So this drives Phil and Sean absolutely bat poop crazy, and I don't believe them. Sarah, I don't believe what they have to go through. So anything that is irking you, our complaint desk is absolutely positively open. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. David, I'm going to bring up something else that is an irksome situation, and Mrs. Nerd brought this up yesterday on air. Yoga pants anywhere but a yoga place, and we can't forget, if we're going to mention yoga pants in just about every place, there are certain other clothing articles that I don't want to see in a restaurant, because I really wonder what they've been around, and they are called scrubs, David. Scrubs worn by people in the medical community. God knows what those pieces of clothing have come into contact with before they go to a restaurant.
Yeah, no, I think about that all the time. We've got a whole show on that, remember? 4 hours on that. And the idea that, like, you go see them at a restaurant, or you're at Wegmans getting food or Tops or wherever you're at, and you're thinking, you know, what is that, Dr. Pimple Popper smock? I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, yeah, because you have no idea the kind of infectious stuff that could be on that thing.
No, it's revolting.
Yeah, and you don't know what the person's position is at a hospital. They could be a brain surgeon, or they could be the guy who's on human poop patrol.
And, and what's better?
Yeah, exactly. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know what also irks me is this whole Jesse Smollett thing and how you can get away with lying to the police and tying up police resources over a fake charge of a racially biased crime. I am just outraged by that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.